Hello, listeners, and welcome to the Weekend Preview podcast for the weekend of July 22. I'm Joel Marshall, and joining me to take a look at all the weekend's action is my Winning Post colleague, Carl Diorio. And Carl, we are back at headquarters for racing in Victoria at Flemington. Not much black type to speak of around the country this week. We've got a black type race in the west, one in Brisbane and one in South Australia. But Flemington, well, it's probably one of the smallest Flemington meetings, Flemington meetings we've seen, really.
It's that time of the year, isn't it? It's a transitional period. The horses that have been running through the winter, I guess, halfway through winter, but they're maybe deep into a prep and starting to maybe, that horse population's being tested, while the really nice spring horses are just on the verge of coming back and commencing their preparations for spring and probably not at the jump out stage just yet. So for probably this 3 or 4 week period, it's a real transitional phase, and we're going to have that conundrum of comparing race fit limited horses up against quality horses who are undercooked.
Exactly right, and well, we've got black type action again in Victoria next week with the Bletchingley at Caulfield. We may as well kick off with Flemington and a 9-race card. As I said, Fields probably the smallest on the smaller side that we've ever seen at Flemington, certainly in recent years, but there are 9 winners to be found. Look, I've made my best Princess of Queens, pretty keen on her. Quite liked her first up. Wasn't sure if she could win, but certainly thought she was a place chance, and she charged at Unique Lovely and just missed. I think she's come back in good order, step up to 1400 suits, and I think she'll give you a great side at around $7.50, so she's my best. Made my value in the third race, interesting race, the 2-year-olds. What they've reinstated this race as an 1800, read through the week, Sub-Zero won it as a 2-year-old, and look, there doesn't look to be a lot of class in the race. Anchor Bid, I can't get her at $1.50. Certainly, she's got the form chasing home Royal Symphony, but I'd rather back Leicester Rocket each way at around 360 the place and take some multiples with her. So I'm going to make her my value bet from the Shade and Stable, placed in a very small field at Sale third up, but didn't mind her effort at Cranbourne last start. On pace, she'll lead this field, I would have thought. And got a bit of an opinion of the Kieran Maher horse that beat her at Cranbourne, Days Go By, the internationally bred mare. And I think Leicester Rocket might just give them a bit to chase here. So I'm going to make her my value. Certainly more on the place than the win. And in the last race, that'll be sort of the race I'm keen to play doubles and just narrow down the quaddie. I like Knowable, number 4. I think he's ready to run well fresh. And 11, Tahi, the very well-bred galloper out of Glamorpus, did create a good impression on debut. So they're sort of the ones that I'm honing in on. Carl, is there a horse that you are looking to bank your day around?
Yeah, Portman's hard to go past in race 4. He really does stand out. He was placed first up at Caulfield, and it was hard to miss the run, wasn't it? He was beaten under a length by Ladoro, who was strong through the line. He went into that race with one jump out, and he gets to the 1,400 metres of Flemington, a distance at a venue he's so effective at, and it's really hard to see him getting beaten there. I do like Think Diamond in that third race. Anchor Bid, the $1.55 is a little bit too short.
Well, she's a deserved favourite, but yeah, $1.50. Yeah.
Exactly right. And so then you've got horses that probably been running at trips short of their best, and so you've got to sort of envisage the improvement off that level. And I like the debut of Think Diamonds over the 1240 at Geelong. The last 100 metres was quite strong behind Tahi. And then last time at Pakenham Synthetic, just got in an awkward place, couldn't quicken when the field kind of sprinted around the home turn. But again, the last 200 metres held her margin with the winner there, Royal Disguise. Daughter of So You Think out of her Diamond Rock. Her Diamond Rock was a pretty good mare for Cindy Alderson, I think a multiple city winner as a 3-year-old filly. So, look, can she win? I think so. Anchor Bid's the most likely winner, but I'd rather have something each way, I think, Diamonds, and cross your fingers.
All right, let's move across to Randwick on Saturday. As I mentioned, no black type, but we've got a 9-race card there. My best, I'm waiting till the last. I still think we need one more scratching. I haven't looked in the last hour or so, but I know Del Prado's out, so I'm a Nui as the second emergency. He wasn't able to win last prep, was very consistent, ran good races, and his first up run was excellent at Warwick Farm, coming wide from the back. That's sort of him, but think Randwick suits and the lightweight 52.5, forgetting the draw, you know where he'll be. He'll be getting back in the field, and I think he can finish over the top of him if he gets into the race. And my value, found it a tricky race to try, tricky meeting, sorry, to try and find a bit of value. End up going for Positive Problems, race 3, number 6. I like the way this mare's trialled leading into this prep. I think she'll certainly improve whatever she does, and as she gets over a bit further, that's certainly how her form reads. But I think her two trials have been really good, so I'm just going to have a bit of a spec on her at a bit of a price. Positive Problems, race 3.
Best bet for me is Reltas, race 7, number 4. Don't mind Multiman the race earlier. There's not so much between them as in terms of best bet, but Reltas, race 7, number 4, just felt that the run 2 start to go in the DC Mackay in Adelaide was quite good. It was second behind Karakatis in that race and quite unlucky not to win. Last time out was over the 1,200 metres at Mooney Valley behind Lord Da Vinci, Count Da Vinci, I should say. And in that race, it was a slow early tempo, a bit of an on-pacers track. Pace really dropped out of the race through the first half, and as a result, Reltas got keen, got pulling. Noel Callow just got a bit, you know, shuffled three wide, and Reltas is one of those horses you just got to drop out the back, ride negatively, switch him off, and then come with the one run. So that didn't happen last time. Just put a pen through that run, and hopefully he can win on the weekend. Robert Smyrne's got a great record in Sydney this season. Three starters for two winners and a second. My value bet is race 9, number 8, Hollywood Bound. Second up from a spell here. I thought the first up run behind Petrosian was adequate when beaten 3.5 lengths. Did carry a big weight. Was kind of buried away back in the field. Didn't get much room. Wasn't exactly climbing all over them, but it was just a fitness run. Did trial well leading into that. Can be the sort of horse that improves sharply second and third up into the campaign. Might be wanting a mile third up, but I think this race is fairly open. I'm an Uwe, I've got in my second pick. I'd certainly respect him after his good first up run with the best closing splits in that race. But Hollywood Bound, $31, I think is a good each way bet.
All right, Morphettville Parks is the venue for racing on Saturday. Back to the norm after a meeting at Gawler last week. And we do have a black type race, as mentioned. We've got the listed Oaklands Plate. First leg of the quaddie, race 5, over 1,400 metres for the two-year-olds. And Carl, what have you come up with here?
Yeah, best bet of the day, race 5, number 12, Bint Zahia. One of three horses in the race trained by Tony McAvoy. I've got all three of them in my first four. Was impressed by the debut effort behind She's So High in a strong form race at Sandown Hillside over the 1,000 metres. I'm not worried about the step up in distance. I think that will really suit her. Look for her to get probably midfield from Barrier 7. Won't get too far back. And I think she'll be finishing home over the top of the stablemate Paris Crystal, who also comes out of a 1,050 metre race on debut. Was a good winner there at Balaclava. Looks to have some talent. Third, I'm putting in number 8, Heir to the Throne, who's well related. It's out of, isn't it related to Prince of Penzance?
It's the brother to Prince of Penzance,
there
correct.
There you go. So he's by Pentire, so he's bred to get over ground, and his Echuca run was quite good over the concluding stages. And for fourth, number 13, Bring Me Roses. So that's 12, 10, 8, and 13. My value selection comes up in the last. It's race 8, number 10, I Love What She Brings. Was my value bet last week when they scratched and opted to trial last Friday over the 1,200 metres. First up run was good and a solidly run race. Just her fitness gave out the last 150 metres. Second up in this race, yeah, look, might be going off one run too early. Vega de Lago is certainly going to be hard to beat, but like the fact that I Love What She Brings is down the weights. Five starts ago, she won an Adelaide Cup day, and she does have a little bit of quality.
Yeah, I'll be having one of my rare bets in Adelaide, and I will be backing the brother to Prince of Penzance, Heir to the Throne, trying to get a bit of the money back from the first start. I thought he jumped out pretty well leading into that debut. 1,100 was always going to be the risk, but disappointing when they run fourth at 30-1. But I think he's worth following. It was a really good run, as you said. Hit the line well. Stablemate won the race, and out to 1,400, certainly going to be suitable. So, and he should be good price with all those McAvoy horses in the race, and Terry, who created a pretty decent impression on debut as well. Excuse me, moving on to Doomben on Saturday, and we do have a black type race, Sky Racing Tattersall's Mile. There seems to be a lot of these Tattersall's Mile races. I am with number 7 Shandana at a bit of value, former Chris Waller trained mare, very well related, closely related to Fastnet Rock and changed hands at the Magic Millions sale in June. Now with Maddie Dunn, she ran a good race at her debut for the yard, got back as expected over the 1350, hit the line well along the inside, only beaten three lengths. Out to the mile suits. Yes, she's up in class to listed company. If they can get a bit of black type with this mare, though, it'll certainly increase her value. Not well weighted, it must be said. And look, she could still be one run away, but at the odds, I'm happy to have something on her to beat two. She is what she is. Found the front for fun last start and just dominated. The race was over once she got there. If she does that again, she'll be very hard to beat. Three crack me ups, a good 3 year old coming out of the Sunshine Coast Guineas win, and 10 cashing up. Not really given much hope last week by the jockey. He's on the quick backup here, not as well placed in this race, but just keep him safe for the multiples. My best for Doomben is Kalama, race 4, number 7. Former New Zealand mare, now with Tony Gollan, purchased by Alan Bell out of those Magic Millions sales, and has created a really good impression. Two runs, third, first up, hit the line well, and then showed a really good turn of foot to win last time out. I think she's a mare worth following, can go through the grades. And Sony Legend is my value, race 6, number 5. Was in pretty good form. Wasn't far away from Miss Gunpowder and some other decent sprinters at stakes level. Two runs back, dropped back to 1,000 at the Sunshine Coast last start. That wasn't his go, and forgive for that. Back to 1,200 suits, he's worth an each way bet. Racing in the West is at Belmont. As mentioned, there is a listed race for the 3 year olds, the Belmont Classic over 2,200. Number 1, Gatting. Wasn't overly impressive, as perhaps many thought he would be last week. It was against the older horses, and he did get the job done. I'm sticking with him from the filly Fontainebleau, who beat her own sex last start easily. 4 Jackpot Prince and 2 Western Temple. Not much between that pair. My best is Just Magical, race 1, number 1, former Victorian, who made the debut in the West some 3 or 4 weeks ago, got well back from the outside gate and hit the line well for third. Drawn 5 of 7, wouldn't be surprised if they perhaps tried to press forward. He was a horse that was able to press forward at times in Victoria, and if he can settle a bit closer, even if he can't, only a small field, and that first up run was really encouraging. And my value is Politics, race 8, number 9. Last two runs have been good, should get a lovely cheap run from the draw, barrier 3, Patrick Carberry to ride. Racing across the Tasman on Saturday is at Pukekura, New Plymouth, and Ruakaka. Heavy track Pukekura, my best bet is Jayla Monet, race 2, number 11. Talented staying type, tried in some decent company last prep, didn't quite measure up, but she's come back in good order, won well last time out. I think she'll be hard to beat again, and my value bet is Time Bomb in the last for the local stables of Janelle Miller, and placed at past couple of runs down to this 65 class, and certainly looks like a win isn't too far away for her. Ruakaka, the other meeting, my best bet is Not Usual Trip, race 1, number 1. This is a 2-year-old race. First starters haven't shown a lot, and the two that have got the form on the board, numbers 1 and 2, may not be a huge price, but maybe open this up into some multiples. Not Usual Trip, race 1, number 1, and my value is Libretto, race 7, number 14. Wide gate, but step up in distance really going to suit. Caught the eye running on for fourth, first start in a race. It was an excellent effort, and as I said, the step up in distance should suit this Tony Pike trained filly. Well, that just about takes us out. We've also got good jumps action on Sunday at Bendigo, the Moss Trooper Day. Emergencies for the Moss Trooper Steeplechase, so terrific lineup there. Good to see the numbers as healthy as they are, and the Brendan Dreschler hurdle too is the other feature. C King, who's won the past couple Moss Troopers, he goes around in the hurdle having not qualified to run in the steeples this season, hasn't had a steeple start in New Zealand, therefore not qualified to run in a steeplechase, but he'll go around in the hurdle and then no doubt tackle the feature steeples later in the season. So that will certainly be a highlight on Sunday. Carl, before we go, we better get a $20 bet.
Let's go Raldas in Sydney. $20 to win. Hopefully he handles the rain-affected surface there.
Which is race 7, number 4. And I will go Kalama at Doomben, race 4, number 7. Barrier 2, Jim Byrne for Tony Gollan. Promising mare. I think she can take the next step. hopefully we found you plenty of winners, listeners. Don't forget to get out and buy your winning post, and you're only one edition away from the very special edition of the winning post that contains your free wall calendar. Out with the July 29 paper, not this week, next week. Certainly still go out and buy this week's paper though, because it's jam-packed full of great reading and great tips, hopefully. We will be back next week for the preview podcast.